El Señor esté con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, un doctor de ley le preguntó a Jesús para ponerlo a prueba. Maestro, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más grande de la ley? Jesús le respondió, amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma y con toda tu mente. Este es el más grande y el primero de los mandamientos. El segundo semejante a este, amarás a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. En estos dos mandamientos se funden toda la ley y los profetas. Palabra del Señor. Sentados. Tal vez el más famoso escritor, predicador, maestro que tuvimos en este país el siglo pasado fue un hombre llamado Venerable Fulton J. Sheen. Y cualquier persona que quiera conocerlo, basta por Google en su teléfono Sheen, Fulton Sheen, y van a ver muchísimos videos y pláticas, ¿no? Y ya es venerable, que significa ya falta poco para ser un santo americano. Y yo tuve la suerte de conocerlo una vez en el año 78. Él era el primer radio evangelista, televangelista. Yo tengo mi propio programa de radio en Radio Guadalupe por más o menos 10 años, ¿no? Entonces yo admiro personas que hablan bien por radio porque es parte de mi profesión. Y además él había escrito libros. Él había escrito 70 libros, yo escribí ya, salió mi segundo libro publicado. ¿Eh? Entonces yo admiro personas que escriben y predican, porque es mi trabajo. Él había escrito un libro para ustedes, que lo pueden comprar en inglés, traducido en español también. El título del libro es, It Takes Three to Get Married. It Takes Three to Get Married. Interpretación. Vicente, María y Jesús. Amén. Amén o omé. Ojalá que sea un amén. No un omé, no. No es un omé, no. Omé en español significa híjole. Oh, híjole, no. Híjole, híjole, no. No es un amén, no omé, no. Muy bien, y Jesús tiene que estar en el centro de su vida matrimonial. ¿Qué van a hacer? Uno, tiene que rezar juntos. Rezar juntos. ¿Y quién debería ser la cabeza de la familia? Vicente, ¿sí? Vicente tiene que empezar las oraciones. Casi siempre es la mujer. Siempre la mujer. especialmente la cultura latina, es casi siempre la mujer que toma las riendas y el volante, mientras debería ser Vicente. Póngase los pantalones, ¿no? Saben el dicho, ¿no? ¿Sí? Dice, a María, mi amorcita, tiene que decirle después de casarse también, ¿no? Vamos a rezar. Y María casi tiene un infarto, ¿no? ¿Tú? Dice, vamos a rezar. Vamos a bendecir los alimentos. Antes de salir a viaje, vamos a rezar. Antes de dormir, vamos a rezar. ¿Me oyes, Vicente? Más o menos. You gotta be the big man on campus. You gotta be the big banana, huh? Big number one. In prayer. You gotta start the prayer, okay? So Maria's gonna pray, but you have to start, huh? That's the reason why I didn't get married, no? Well, I gotta be honest, no? I have to put up with that, no? My parents have 9 kids and 38 grandchildren, but to each his own, right? Cada loca tiene su tema, no? So, you gotta pray. And Vicente, you gotta take the initiative, right? Más o menos, no? Yeah. Maria, do you agree with that? Say yes, Father. Wait, okay, good. So you have to take the initiative. Second is, the way that God made us is that we have a body and we have a soul. Imagine after this, you're probably going to go to a nice restaurant, right? I hope you don't. Have a nice meal, nice celebration. Don't drink too much, okay? Remember? Un poquito, okay? But anyway, have a nice meal. It's your wedding day. But even more important than having a nice meal is receiving Holy Communion. Do you know what Holy Communion is? Stella, did you teach them? Holy Communion is, it's Jesus. His body, His blood, His soul, and divinity. So you want to make sure that you come to Mass. La Misa. Venir Misa. Come to Mass. Every Sunday, anyway. But come also during the week. You got a free day, a free hour? Come. I'll give you an example. What would happen if, after you finish your honeymoon, say next 8 days, were to say to you, Vicente, if you meet me at 3:00 in the morning and you shake my hand, I'll give you $5 billion. Would you meet me at 3:00 in the morning and shake my hand? Ah. But what's more important, $5 billion or Holy Communion? Holy Communion is more important because that's God. That little host, that's God. It doesn't look like it. It looks like a little piece of bread. Pequeña hostia, no parece Dios, es tan chiquito. But it's God. How thankful we should be to be Catholics, that we believe that's really God. So if you want to form a good marriage, receive Holy Communion together. And every time you receive Holy Communion, you have what's called a heart transplant. Yes. Because you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And the most noble organ is our heart. So have hunger. Have hunger for God. Have hunger for Holy Communion. Amen? And next, Well, Maria, I see you got some flowers, huh? Some flowers. They're probably going to bring you more flowers later on, right? Those look, they seem to be fake. Those are the fake, but I think you got the real thing, huh? And there's some more flowers there. But let me tell you, the most beautiful flower in the world, it's not a flower that grows in the fields. The flower is Mary. They call her La Rosa Mystica. A little bit of poetry, Dante. La Rosa Mystica. She's the mystical rose. And you have to plant her in the very garden of your family. And love Mary. Talk to Mary. Call on Mary. Consecrate yourself to Mary. Consecrate your children to Mary. Beautiful thing. So, invite you to really have this great love and devotion to Mary. Okay, and finally, I would always invite couples that are getting married to follow this advice. Never go to bed angry at each other. Nunca vayan a la cama enojados con corajes, corajudo. Never do that. Never do that. It's a good way to end your marriage in a couple of years, if not earlier. You know, the most important words you have to learn how to say? They are, I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you. You hear that? I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you are the three most important things you have to learn how to say. So if you have a fight, un malentendido, una pelea. Papa Francisco dice, dejar volar los platos en el día, pero hagan las pases por la noche. Papa Francisco, volar los platos en el día, pero hagan las pases por la noche. So if you're going to have a disagreement during the day, make sure you make up before the sun goes down. The Bible says, never let the sun go down on your anger. So that's very important. And so, I am going to give you a gift. And the gift is this, una novena. Novena means nine. Starting today, for 9 days in a row, when I offer Mass, I'm going to be placing both of you on the altar. So that when I lift up the host, which is God, I'm going to be lifting up both of you. So that you have a long life, a peaceful life, a happy life, and eternal life. Amen.